rules on managing COVID-19 in the workplace. The new code of good practice was gazetted by Department of Employment and Labour this week. The code of good practice specifically and expressly provides for mandatory vaccinations within the workplace. It says all employers must take measures to determine the vaccination status of their workers. The code of good practice also states that employers may now require workers to disclose their vaccination status and produce vaccination certificates. SABC News' Francis Hurd spoke to Thabang Rapuleng of Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. I think they are attorneys. So let's listen to that update then, and this is courtesy of SABC News.
Firstly, if something is in a code of good practice and it's gazetted, does that mean it's like law and that all companies are obliged to comply? Just tell us how binding this is.
So it is akin to a law which all companies must abide by, in the sense that it is aimed at providing guidance, but this is not guidance which one can simply dismiss, more especially when one is challenged. You have to be able to justify why you could not follow that particular guidance. Obviously, it means you can do better than what the minimum that the guidance provide, but you cannot just simply ignore it. So one can say that it does have the status of law.
So what does this mean off the bat for people who don't want to get vaccinated? We know there's been some pushback. According to Worksmans, this will make it harder to assert their constitutional rights and say that they should be respected for that decision.
So what it did, this, the code, what it did, which we have not seen before in the previous directives which have been issued, is that it basically asks that employers must accommodate employees who refuse or fail to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
Just clarify, you're saying there is still an onus on companies to try to accommodate people who don't want to get vaccinated, but seemingly they will still have the right that seemed to be implied before, somebody who's customer-facing or something like that who could be accused of transmitting COVID-19. If they can't make alternative arrangements, they can retrench that person effectively.
Yes, indeed. If alternative means to accommodate employees cannot be reached, there's basically two options that are available to the employer. It's either to follow an incapacity route where you dismiss the employee on the basis of incapacity, or the other alternative will be to follow a retrenchment on the basis of operational requirements. It will depend on the facts of that particular case.
Is this government... Is this, in a sense, government throwing its full weight behind mandatory vaccination now? Is that why the analysts are saying this will make it harder to challenge the vaccination regulation of certain companies in court?
Well, I wouldn't take it that far. I wouldn't take it that far. The mere fact that it basically says employers should seek to accommodate employees who refuse or fail to vaccinate basically still states that there is room for employees who have legitimate grounds, which may be constitutional grounds, to refuse to vaccinate, to be engaged by their employer and means to be found to accommodate them. But what it simply does now, it basically makes it quite difficult for employees to refuse to declare their status, their COVID-19 status, because it calls upon employers to ascertain the status of the employees and to assert in order to conduct or update a risk limit infections and to actually go on and implement that particular plan. So it's more, I will say, it more gives employers powers to be able to say, I need to be informed, I need to know whether you are COVID positive or negative, and on a continual basis. One cannot say no, but I don't feel comfortable disclosing for whatever reasons. It basically says employers must get that information in order to conduct or update the risk assessment.
Yeah. All right, 25 minutes past three, that's where we end our COVID-19 statistics and updates. We're going to get into this day in history.